Today we are celebrating the Feast of the Holy Family. We welcome you, please rise. Opening song is What Child Is This?
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus, and the love of God, communion in the Holy Spirit, be with you.
And with your spirit.
On this Sunday, in between Christmas and New Year, we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Family, a reminder that that's where we're going to find God most often in our lives, in our families. And so we celebrate this feast this day. I'm so grateful that we have our ace relievers covering for Dan today with Christine and Aaron and Mary. So this is great that they were able to, what do they say, next man up kind of thing. So, or next woman up, I guess, in this case. So let's place ourselves in God's presence today. Let's ask that we can be given the gifts of this holy season as we ask today to be filled with divine mercy and grace. I confess to Almighty God and to you,
my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and my words and what I have done and what I have failed to do. Through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints,
and you, brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God.
May Almighty God have mercy, forgive our sin, bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
We adore you, we glorify you.
Let us pray that this holy Christmas season will be a time of joy, a time of hope. Let us pray that the coming of Jesus in our lives will be the occasion of being filled with God's grace. And let us pray that that Holy Spirit of God will strengthen us in our own family life. Oh God, you were pleased to give us the shining example of the Holy Family. Graciously grant that we may imitate them in practicing the virtues of family life and in the bonds of charity, so that in the joy of your house delight one day in the eternal reward. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading according to Genesis. The word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, "Fear not, Abram. I am your shield. I will make your reward." Abram, Lord, what good will your gifts if keep on being childless and have as my heir the steward of my house, Eliezer? Abram continued, "See, you have given me no offspring, and so one of my servants will be my heir." Then the word of the Lord came to him, "No, that one shall not be your heir. Your own issue shall be your heir." The Lord took Abram outside and said, "Look up at the sky and count the stars if you can. Just so," he added, "shall your descendants be." Abram put his faith in the Lord, who credited it to him as an act of righteousness. The Lord took Sarah as he had said he would. He did for her as promised. Sarah became pregnant and bore a son in his old age, at the set time that God has stated. Abraham gave the name Isaac to his son of his, whom Sarah bore him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. A reading from the book, from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, put on as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If one has a grievance against another, as the Lord has forgiven you, so must you also do. And over all these, put on love. That is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of Christ control your hearts. The peace into which you were also called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. As in all wisdom you teach and admonish one another, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Wives, be subordinate to your husbands, as is proper in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and avoid bitterness toward them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this is pleasing to the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, so they may not become discouraged. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading, Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The days according to the laws of Moses, they took him up to Jerusalem, present him to the Lord, just as written in the laws of the Lord. Every male that opens the womb should be consecrated to the Lord, and be offered as a sacrifice for a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. In accordance to the dictate and the law of the Lord, now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, waiting the consolation of Israel. The Holy Spirit was upon him. It has been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit, he shall not see death before he has seen Christ of the Lord. He came into the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought the child Jesus to perform the custom to him, he took him and blessed God, saying, "Now, Master, may let your servant go in peace according to your word. My eyes have seen the salvation in which you prepare for the of all, the light of revelation to the Gentiles, and glory to the people of Israel." The child's father and mother was amazed at what was said about him. Simeon blessed him and said to Mary, his mother, "Behold, this child is destined to fall to the fall and rise of men in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted. And then you are yourself a sword with pierce, so that through the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." There were also a priestess, a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Samuel, the tribe of Asher, She was advanced in age, living 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day with fasting and praying. And coming forward at the very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child and all have been waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. When they were all fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee and their hometown Nazareth. The child grew up and became strong, filled with wisdom, and favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Back in June or so, I cut a comic strip out of the newspaper, Pearls Before Swine, one of my favorites, and the character is very happy about the pandemic. Says, well, this is great. I will have a whole year to concentrate on things that matter to me and to be around my own loved ones. I wonder, 9 months into this, if he's still as enthusiastic as he was back then. It gets a little tedious, it seems to me, that we have to be constantly attentive to all of the health care that we're responsible for, health safety precautions that we take. We are feeling isolated, not being able to connect with people. We have concerns about our family and friends who've caught the virus. There's all sorts of anxiety about the financial situation that we're dealing with. And of course, there's also the politicization even of medical advice. And all of this has compounded our sense that we're kind of glad this year's getting over with, and maybe next year will be better. I think that experience is a reminder that things don't often turn out the way that we expect that they would. I think every married couple can testify to that, that the hopes that they had for on their wedding day don't always look exactly the way they expected when their marriage includes taking out the garbage, cleaning all of those wonderful romantic ideals about how things were going to go pretty much turn into watching Jeopardy together eventually. So all of this, I think, is kind of a commentary on the feast day today, the Feast of the Holy Family. In Catholic piety, you know, the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph are kind of held up as an ideal. But when you look at the way the scripture tells the story, it seems that their family is pretty much like every other family, rubbing up against each other, which is what human beings do. Joseph has to schlep around to find out some extra money so that he can have a shekel for the sacrifice. Mary hears that her heart is going to get broken by her child. But what mother's heart isn't broken by her child? Jesus has to be cared for. He has to be clothed and fed and educated so that he can grow in strength and be filled with wisdom and the favor of God. So the Holy Family, like every family, has to learn to live out of the ideal world and instead deal with reality, with the world where they find themselves. And this is exactly what I think this feast of the Holy Family is asking us to do today, to ground ourselves into the reality in which we find that we have been planted. St. Paul gives us a suggestion on how to do this in his letter to the Colossians. He gives us some kind of instructions that we can apply to our family. And I think these instructions apply to family no matter what shape your family is in, since most of us, I think, are are aware of the fact that the nuclear family is not the norm anymore. We have many different shapes for families nowadays. So we want to turn then to St. Paul to get some suggestions on how to live in this idea of what it means to be family. He starts off. We have to put on the family values. And I think that idea that putting it on is a reminder that this is not natural. It's not instinctive. It's not something that we do automatically. We have to work at it if we're going to become a family, a holy family. We have to put the effort in. We have to make sure that we're listening to one another, creating space for one another, giving time to each other. And what happens when we do that, when we put on these virtues, is that we discover that we are responsible to make this happen. It just doesn't happen because we live in the same space. We have to be intentional, and we have to pay attention in order to make it happen. And when we do, St. Paul says, we can tell that we've arrived when we are filled with compassion and kindness and gentleness and patience and humility. So, how do we get there? How do we get to those five virtues? How do we get patience and kindness and gentleness and humility? He gives three suggestions, three practices that we should weave into our lives if we're going to become the family God wants us to be. And the first is that we have to forgive. St. Paul says, bear with one another, forgiving whatever grievances you have against one another. Whenever you have people living together, whenever you have people sharing space, you have the giving and taking of wounds. It's the human condition. And most often, in my experience anyway, these wounds don't come about because somebody's being cruel or being malicious. Because of indifference or forgetfulness or selfishness. You're just not deliberately being mean. It just feels that way when the wound comes. And that's why forgiveness is at the very heart of our life together. And it's only after St. Paul talks about forgiveness that he says, well, then, over all these things, put on love, which binds the rest together. It's a good reminder that love is not a sentimental thing. It's not the feeling that we so often associate with that word in popular culture. But love is a decision that we make. And that decision comes about when we take that royal road of forgiveness. The way to love is paved with forgiveness. The second practice then, after we practice forgiveness, the second practice is thanksgiving. St. Paul says, be thankful. Be thankful for the people God has given to you in your life. Be thankful for them as they are, and don't judge them for what they are not yet. And it's important, St. Paul says, that we realize that we have to be thankful for who we are, too. He says that we have to let that word of God fill our minds and hearts so that we can raise up those spiritual songs with hearts full of gratitude. Because the reality is we have to be thankful for the people God has given us and be thankful that God has chosen to work with the likes of us. And it is that experience of gratitude for who we are as individuals and who we are as a family that helps us make sense out of the fact that Christ himself is part of this equation. In word and deed, St. Paul says, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, raising your minds and hearts in gratitude. Because the reality is, the thing that binds us together is the fact that Christ is with us and we are his brother or sister or mother or father. So after we have practiced forgiveness and gratitude, then we have to act in peace, St. Paul says. Well, of course, that's a beautiful idea. We'd love to act in peace. That's what we're made for, St. Paul says. Put on that peace to which you have been called. But I think the mistake that we make is that we imagine that peace is simply the absence of conflict. Peace is a little different than that. Peace, in fact, is accommodating one another, learning to appreciate and value one another. I Googled peace in the family, and the first page that came up started like this. Five easy ways for peace in your family. Five simple things to do for peace in your family. 10 ways you might have a peaceful family. 10 methods you can use to have a peaceful family. 12 occasions when peace can arise in your family. 12 things that happen to increase peace in your family. And that was the first of about 18 pages of Google suggestions on peace in the family. But the bottom line from all of it was, if you think about other people more than yourself, you'll have peace in the family. So these are our practices, these are our virtues that St. Paul tells us we have to weave into our lives in order to have a family that is truly the kind of family God wants us to have. And reality is that we didn't choose our families. They were given to us by God. And since they have been given to us by God, they're a gift of God. And since they're a gift of God, every family could be a holy family. Amen?
Amen.
We join together then in confessing our faith.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken to the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of his, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
We're blessed to be the family of God, the children of God, chosen by God, named by God. So with confidence then, we turn to the Lord and offer our prayers and petitions.
For the church, that we treat our sisters and brothers with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience as we strive to build God's kingdom throughout the entire human family, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For leaders of nations, that they may respect the bond of individual families as well as foster the unity of the human family across nations and cultures. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For parents of babies, children, and teens, that they may exercise patience as they raise their children with love and kindness, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For healing and hope for parents who have lost a child, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That members of his community may reach out to those without immediate family and offer their love and time and give witness to the bond we share in Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That all community members, especially expecting mothers and their families, may continue to be welcomed and cared for at Mercy Hospital, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For that, for the prayers that we hold quietly in our heart, for those named in our book of prayers, and for all of the needs of our parish and community, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Hear all our prayers, Heavenly Father. We make them in the holy name of Jesus, our Lord, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
Let us pray that our sacrifice will be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice from our hands
for the praise, the glory of God's name, for our good, the good of all the Holy Church. We offer you, Lord, the sacrifice of conciliation, humbly asking that, through the intercession of the Virgin Mother of God and Saint Joseph, you may establish our families firmly in your grace and in your peace. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
And let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just. It is our duty and salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Eternal God, through Jesus. On the feast of this awe-filled mystery, though invisible in his own divine nature, he has appeared visibly in ours. Begotten before all ages, he has begun to exist in time, so that, raising up in himself all that was cast down, he might restore unity to all creation and call straying humanity back to the heavenly kingdom. So with all the angels and saints we praise you, and in joyful celebration we acclaim.
Oh.
are indeed holy, O Lord. You are the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving you thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when the supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate this memorial of Jesus' birth, his life and death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks. You have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we might be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring us to the fullness of charity together with Pope Francis, Cardinal Blaise, and all your holy people. Remember our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection. All who have died in your mercy, welcome them into the light of your face. And have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, her husband Saint Joseph, the blessed Apostle Saint James, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may deserve to be co-heirs to eternal life. And praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns and gives us every good gift. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil, and graciously grant peace in our day, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope, the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sin, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant us peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever." Amen. The peace of Jesus be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other a wave of peace.
The wave of peace. This is the wave. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
May the body and blood of Christ keep us safe for eternal life.
Amen.
The prayer for spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Come spiritually into my heart. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Just a reminder, we keep social distance to receive communion, so please follow the direction of the ushers. Come up, have your hands sanitized, approach the altar to receive the host. Take a step to your right, remove your mask, consume the host, and then follow the arrows back to your seat.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Bring those you refresh with this heavenly sacrament, most merciful Father, to imitate constantly the example of the Holy Family, so that after the trials of this world, we may share their company forever, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
On New Year's Day, we'll have a Zoom Mass at 9:30. Everyone is welcome to click in. On the website, you can find the link. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
God's blessing upon us all, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. A Mass is ended. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thanks be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And thanks to our Wonder Women. We have three Wonder Women. We don't have just one. We've got three. It's great.